OPEC oil ministers meeting today in Vienna have endorsed a plan to cut production by 4% beginning tomorrow. During a February meeting in Algiers, the cartel agreed to the reduction amounting to 1 million barrels a day. Analysts say the drop in output could raise the cost of a barrel of oil beyond $40. Even before today's decision, the cost of oil was approaching a 13-year high. The BBC's Andrew Walker reports from Vienna.
A number of factors have driven oil prices higher in the last few months. Perhaps the most important has been stronger economic performance in two big oil-consuming nations, the United States and China. In the US, the recovery from a recession back in 2001 gained strength in the latter part of last year, so business needs more energy. And China is at a stage of economic development where energy-hungry manufacturing industry makes an important contribution to economic growth. Analysts say that some Chinese businesses have responded to problems with domestic electricity supply by developing their own power plant, much of it fueled by oil. In the longer term, China will probably want to develop its own energy resources, notably coal and hydroelectricity. But for now, Chinese demand for imported oil is a powerful element in the global market. At the meeting here in Vienna, OPEC's focus is the immediate future, in particular the seasonal decline in sales that accompanies the end of the Northern Hemisphere winter.
The BBC's Andrew Walker.